The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you back to our show, Hope. We've been out a couple of weeks. July the 4th fell on a Thursday, so we was out. And then last July the 11th, the Palmer Home fundraiser, which they had a huge day, and across the state of Mississippi. And so here we are back. We're excited. And actually, I was gone the week before the 4th. So, Wesley, hey, it's all new to me now. But I'm excited to be here today. We welcome you to our show. We title our show Hope. We believe that's our mission each day, is to deliver hope to whatever kind of situation that God opens up for us today. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my good friend Wesley Jackson, who is the Director of the Freedom Center, and Bobby Couch, who is the Director of Crosswind Ministries, located on Tate Street. And we've got a new guy put to our team, and I want to introduce him. Downtown Truett Brown. Downtown Brown. Leroy Brown out of Chicago.
Bad dad.
Yeah. But Truett Brown is now part of our team. He is, I titled him, Bobby, kind of administrative assistant between Crosswind and Living Free and the Freedom Center. And if we can just get him to be Ralph's valet, we'll have him full.
There you go.
So, but no, Truett, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we welcome you to our community. Truett just graduated to Freedom Center when?
May the 9th, I believe it was. Yeah.
May the 9th. And Truett come to us from Louisiana by the way of Home Grace.
Yep.
But then he come up here, and after he was with us a while, he decided he'd move here. So he lives downtown Corinth here.
Amen.
And we're thankful. And now he's part of our team. He helps us a whole lot. Wesley, as soon as we get done here, he's on the road delivering somebody to Broken Lives today.
In Nettleton, yeah.
Yeah, no, Tommy, true. It's already been a big help with me working alongside the courts here. I've had him about every week making a trip down south somewhere, whether it be Nettleton, Kilmichael, or Tupelo, Home of Grace, and Van Cleve. He's carried quite a few folks to programs already, men and women, so I'm just thankful that he's available to do that. And to kind of offset some of the load that we have going on in the day-to-day around the Freedom Center, Living Free Ministries, and now with Crosswind. So it's good to have Truett here. It's good to have him available. And always just enjoy getting to spend time with him. But his readiness and his thoroughness, I feel like, will go a long way in this ministries.
He is also the minister of the kitchen for us. He is a pretty good cook. But Bobby, I'm thankful that we was able to partner and put him as part of both the ministry at Crosswind and Living Free and at the Freedom Center.
Absolutely. He has a rich, maybe a 25, 30-year background in children's ministry and adolescent ministry. And so we, as we're caring for families at Crosswind, our first connection is with the kids. Mm-hmm. And before we get back into the homes and where there's a lot of need. And so he is going to be a big asset to us there. We're going to try to expand our children's ministry out into some other communities that we haven't been able to reach for a while because we just haven't had the expertise in the room, and we have part-timers, and so adding another part-timer is going to really help us. Also, like he's going to do, we have a front door ministry. Essentially, if you're struggling or upside down, and we have people just come to our front door and need help, we direct them to resources or help them. And so we kind of needed a front door guy for a while, and so he's going to do part-time. So mainly he's going to be doing about 11 jobs full-time, but, you know, kind of part-time. We're all going to be tapping him pretty hard. But he's equal to the task. He's glad the Lord's brought him here and given him a new opportunity kind of, you know, do ministry here in town. And so we're very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Well, Tripp, we're excited to have you part of it. My wife wants to hear from you. She don't know if you're here or not. So, Tripp,
Maria, I'm here. You know how it goes. Yeah. You know. Tommy's doing all the time. Wesley haven't had a word yet. But so, yeah.
Well, Tripp, what's it like, though, to just pick up and move to North Mississippi? You've been in North Mississippi before. You was at Tishomingo.
Yeah,
30 years ago.
Yes, so my first church I served in was Tishomingo Baptist Church in Tishomingo, of course, and I came from Louisiana. A guy that had been my pastor there in at First Baptist Church in Coushatta, Louisiana, actually moved to Tishomingo, and he became the youth and music minister there, and it was a great experience. They let me cut my teeth and it was, they put up with a young guy who was wild and crazy, jumping off bridges, taking youth to rappelling and giving the word. And so, before I got married, right before we got married, went to East Boonville Baptist Church. That's where the next church I served, and that's where you came in.
Yeah.
Of course, Maria too. Maria, be sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met Maria first, which was the blessing in the whole deal.
Amen.
Yeah. So now you've moved back to North Mississippi. They let you cut your teeth. We're just hoping you get to keep your teeth.
Yeah, right. Right. But, I was able to serve with two great men there, Brother Ricky Kelly and Brother Jim Holcomb.
Oh yeah. 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 Well,
what Brother Jim say about Ricky Kelly, Brother Ricky Kelly? He was the glue that held us together.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited to have you here, and we're going to let you share a little bit more in some of the segments to come. But I mean, since you've moved here, Tripp, you've been full blast.
Yeah. Well, and an example of that was last night at Farmington Arms. Working with Angel Quinn she might not be an ordained minister, but she's definitely ordained. And I loved watching her last night, learning from her. And one of the best things, too, was seeing her kids and Bobby's grandkids and families interact with the kids at Farmington Arms. And I was like, Brody was just up there doing the moves. And here's 11-year-old, pretty cool little boy who just plays baseball. And he's out there throwing the ball with them. And that's teaching your kids, too, how to minister.
By the way, they got a water slide from water the slide. Store. Did you go down the water slide?
No, but I stood at the bottom of it. Crowd control.
It, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's
a
new
two-sided one.
Yeah.
It's cool. You can go both sides.
Yeah, it's a
cool
new one, so it's a double bay.
We put two teenage boys that I brought with me up at the top, so that helped really good, until they started throwing the kids down.
So, Tripp, we're really excited and thankful that you're part of our team.
Yeah.
Wesley, one of the things we know, for us to grow and for us to fulfill our commitment in our community, we need people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God sent us Tripp to go through a program, and then, he moved here.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just worked out, and Bobby needed help. We needed help. We needed director of, of the building there at Living Free and over the kitchen and all that. So there's a lot of things that Tripp just fell right into. Stayed three nights at my house. I didn't know if he was ever going to leave. I thought he was going to stay. So I'm grateful you did get your apartment downtown.
Yeah, I am too.
I think Maria would have him back. But
oh yeah, yeah. Maria missed him this morning sitting outside. But listen, we're excited to be back on the air. Listen, we're thankful. You know, it's half the year's gone now. We're in the second half. It's July. School's about to start back. We got a lot of activities.
Next week, right?
Monday.
Is that right?
For the city school.
Yeah, Corinth City School, yeah.
But then, you know, like this weekend, at Kosu Methodist Church at the Blue Building, they have free school supply days. They've got bounce houses. They've got stuff out there. All day, Sunday there at the Blue Building at Kosu. It's Kosu Methodist Church helping kids with back to school supplies. The Baptist Association, Bill Shemelsky and them, has back to school supplies this Saturday. So school is getting ready to start back. Kids will be enrolled in school. There'll be a lot more traffic on the road and things. So a lot of exciting things going on for the second half of the year. You know, the All-Star break, baseball season starts back tomorrow. Yankees is in second place, so maybe we can overcome that. You know, the Republican convention going on right now, a lot of buzz about that, a lot of buzz about what Joe Biden's going to do. So a lot of things going on at mid-year.
Well, and we had an assassination attempt on the candidate, which is, you know, first time that's happened in 40 years, and so there's a lot of shaking going on,
yeah.
And a lot of stuff happening in our country and in our world. But right here in our city, we have the gospel and we have hope, the hope of the Lord Jesus, and that's what we're staying focused on. And
he'll solve
our bigger problems as we keep the gospel at the tip of the spear.
Yeah, local kid that just finished high school in 2024 was headed to play junior college baseball, lost his life this week in a car accident. Yeah. So we want to lift that family up to you. And also we want to pray for the community there. The loss of an 18-year-old kid, classmate and all that. Right, I mean, just finished high school. So we certainly want to be praying for them. Wesley, we get to do this show because of our sponsors. We want to acknowledge them. We're going to come back in the second segment and talk about Freedom Center and Truett Brown and other things. But let's give a big shout-out. We ain't gave a shout-out to our radio sponsors in a few weeks. My wife, Maria Wilson, Wilco Real Estate Group, Nick Bain, Daniel Alter at the local Subways, them three always has been supporting us from day one. I'm thankful for them. For all your real estate needs, see my wife. For any of your legal needs, see Nick Bain. Hey, if you want a foot-long sandwich, hey, either a good one or, I mean, if you're on a diet, or just go by and get you a double meatball sandwich, whatever you want to do. We got three local Subways in our town, and we're thankful for them.
Yeah, Tommy, also, we got Gatlin's Pharmacy. He's been with us since the beginning. Big supporters of the ministry and the show, Bart and Dawn Doran. We're thankful for them. Crosswind Ministries, Hudson Window Solutions, Outpost Outdoors, and Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet. Also, Living Free Ministries and the Freedom Center, all supporters of the show. It's hard to believe, guys, at times that we've been doing this 4 years now, getting 4 years in February. So we're pushing it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But if you're out and about in the community and you happen to cross any of these fine folks today, tell them you heard about them right here on Super Talk Show Hope. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to the second segment. During the break, I've been on the line with the missionary herself, Big Mama, getting information about Saturday at Kasu Methodist Church. It's at the Blue Building. It is from 8 to 2. It's just show up. There was no pre-registration or anything. You just show up. They're going to have your backpack, school supplies, clothes. They're going to have a bounce house. They're going to have other things to do there. It'll be a fun day.
And also, the Blue Building's right by the school.
Right, yeah.
Which right is across. Right by. And so if you're familiar with the area, just go to the school. You'll see a church there, and there's a Blue Building, and you'll see cars and stuff. But go out there and get some school supply for your kids, and they're amazing ministry group.
Unbelievable.
I think they're
trying to have free haircuts that day, and if that doesn't work out, they was going to have vouchers or something for you to get a haircut too. So it's a big event there at the Blue Building, Saturday 8 to 2. Listen, if you live on the other side of town, can't get across there, I want to give you a phone number. The Alcorn County Baptist Association has a back-to-school supply thing Saturday morning at the Living Free Building, but you have to call and pre-register for this one. You have to call and pre-register. It's 662-415-6340, 662-415-6340. So we'll try to get Brandon Quinn on the show with us pretty soon. She just sent me a flyer here. Listen, they got free school supplies, clothing. They're going to have hot dogs, chips, desserts, drinks. They're going to have a bounce house from Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet. Free train rides, free children books. They're going to have a big day at the Blue Building. So That's our friends at Kasu Methodist Church. And look, they feed us. They're going to feed us tonight, yeah. Wesley. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful for that bunch right there. And there's some back-to-school supplies if you're needing help with that. All right? Well, let's get back to our show here. Let's talk about Wesley, the Freedom Center. We ain't been on the air in 2 or 3 weeks. So give us an update where we're at. We did lose alumni brother during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy, I forgot we hadn't been online since Dustin passed away. You know, we've lost several men this year already, and we lost another one, and our hearts go out to the Denton family from Tylertown, Mississippi, also around the Oxford area. We got an opportunity to go down and share with the family during the funeral and support them during their time of need and hurt, and it's just heartbreaking. Dustin was part of the second group of men that came through the Freedom Center. I think he was our sixth guy that checked in, spent some time with us. We stayed in touch with him over the past few years, and he was back down in Tylertown living around his mom and dad, and had a car wreck and was thrown from the vehicle and passed away. And that was one thing we've been dealing with at the Freedom Center. Another thing is we've had a few guys come in lately. We've got 8 at the facility right now. We could take a few more. Have been really just trying to stay busy with the courts and all that, and getting other people into programs outside of ours. And things at the Freedom Center are going good. Ronnie's really coming into holding down the day-to-day a little more so than he was in the past few months. So I'm thankful for that. Of course, Ralph's still the same problem he's been. We get these guys to come through the program, and we challenge them to grow into who God's calling them to be. And fortunately, Ralph's just already is, and that's good for us.
Yeah,
we're thankful for Ralph.
Yep, and so Truett come through that program. Truett, you stayed with us 12 weeks.
I did,
And stuff. So you graduated, and like I said, you're back.
I am back, and I'm glad to be back. I appreciate what God's done in my life. It's humbling. It's just how what I thought when I left the home of grace, what I thought I was going to be doing here at the Freedom Center. It totally changed, because the 90 days at the Home of Grace was great, and that's where the restoration started. But the process of what I did, or what God was doing through my life at Home of Grace, I was able to continue at the Freedom Center. 90 days wasn't enough. So the first 3 weeks I spent going through everything that I had processed through Home of Grace, through Kent Laster, being my counselor, through all what I heard in preaching, counseling sessions, Bible study teachings, and then coming in to the Home of Grace, and then getting to be with the spiritual leaders here, with Wesley and you, Tommy and Bobby and John Erickson and Bill and Ralph, and just did all the churches that support the Freedom Center, the Bible studies we get to go to. It's just a blessing, and the help is there. They're not going. You know what I found out about the Freedom Center? They're not going to do it for you. You know, and if you're not willing to let the Lord do it through the men that are there in place, and the women as well, then it's just not going to happen. It's working, being honest, being willing to submit to authority and the authority of Jesus Christ, and also just surrendering, and that's the key to it. And because the leadership is, and I know I'm with 3 of the leaders of the Freedom Center, and I'm not saying this because I'm here with them, but the leadership is key, and people have no idea what y'all do behind the scenes. I mean, these men have family issues. They have wives, Jackie, Maria, Nicole, Kathy, Betty, Martha. I mean, strong women that are at home. They have families. They take care of grandkids. Bobby's got 20. And, and it's those, you don't see that part of the ministry of what's taking place behind the scenes. And that's what I want the men at the Freedom Center, and I know they're probably listening right now, to know that it's not all about us sometimes, but sometimes we need to give back as well.
Yeah. And so you come, moved back here, and now you've got a spot in our community, and you're wanting to meet folks. You're out meeting other churches and out in our community and things. So we want to be a part of it. We want you to meet our new team member, Truett Brown. Invite him to speak. Invite him for lunch.
Especially lunch.
Don't invite him over to your house. He may not leave. He didn't leave mine for 3 days.
But churches are key.
Yeah.
I mean, the churches are key in all the different denominations, the different organizations. If you want help, it's available.
Yeah. And Truett, you've been through your trials and tribulations. And
still going through it. I mean, it's not over.
Yeah, and you've had your demons that haunt you, and you've been through cancer, and you've been through drug addiction, alcoholism. You and your wife's been separated for
my kids,
your kids for several years, years. So I mean, it's life just ain't Humpty Dumpty for
you. No, it's not. And but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And one of the big things right now, and this I give Wesley helped me with this, is getting off the medication, the Cymbalta. Wesley and Tommy and Ronnie came down to see me see Mark King graduated Home of Grace, and I was there. We talked, and Wes was kind of doing an intake with me and said, well, what are you on? And I said, well, you know, I'm on Cymbalta. And why are you on that? You know, what are you doing? I've been on it for so long, I forgot really why I was doing it. Well, I just take it, you know? And then gradually, when I got to through the home, you know, out of the Home of Grace and came into the Freedom Center with Ralph's help dishing it out, you know, I was able to, you know, get off of that. And now I don't need any mood altering drugs. I have the joy, peace, happiness. I don't deal with depression. I get down, but I don't deal with depression.
Well, one of the things that we know is this. If you're drug addicted and you're alcoholic, you're depressed.
Right.
Bottom line. And what happens is that you get so down sometimes that you go to your doctor and he just like is going to give you something to help that, right? Yeah. And of course, what happens is that once you get sober and once you get, you're like, well, I'm not as depressed as I was, you know what I mean? And we you start winning off this stuff and you're like, man, some of the world renowned psychologists say, you know, depression, the everybody like now thinks when you're down a little bit that they use the word like depression, right? But that's not like clinical depression.
Right.
You know what I mean? Clinical. Most guys are just down because their life's horrible. Yeah. Their families are falling apart. They're addicted. You know, I mean, like that depresses you.
Right.
And the thing is that, and so what happens is when you're sober and in your right mind and God's beginning to help you and strengthen you and put you back on your feet, what you begin to discover is, oh, I'm not so depressed anymore. Yeah, you know what I mean? And what we try to do is encourage you to kind of wean off and see if it was just a situational depression that was related to the situation your life was in, or if it was if it's some real chronic problem. And many times, depression is very situational. And meaning my life's in shambles and I feel horrible about it. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, you know, and you have all the symptoms of depression, and Cymbalta kind of helps. But the thing is that once God begins to strengthen your life and begins to bring you around, you'll find out that when the situation is different, that is when my heart and mind have been changed by the Lord Jesus, I'm beginning to walk in strength, my faith is beginning to develop, I'm not as down as I was, and I don't need it. And that's what you're discovering. You were surprised, you told me. Surprised that you were able to,
what normal
function
is.
With that. Yeah, yeah. He was like, this is what normal feels like. I haven't felt it in a long time, you know?
Yeah, that's. I feel like I kind of want to add on to that because, you know, big picture is that here's the reality of it. Myself, it's not that I'm anti-medication 100%, and we're not like that at the Freedom Center, but we do believe that the solution to your problems is the Lord Jesus.
Right.
You know, myself, my wife and I, we own a medical clinic. My wife's a doctor. Obviously, she prescribes medicine. It's one of the things that is necessary in people's lives as they struggle, as they go through seasons of life where maybe life's beating them up. Maybe they're making bad choices or whatever that looks like. So not to say some type of medication may not be appropriate for a season of life, but you know, you'd said you were on it 20 years, and that's, to me, that's just never a solution to be on something that long, you know. In Matthew there, the scripture backs us up. It says, come to me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, overburdened, I will cause you to rest. You know, where are we going? Are we going to the Lord for our rest, or are we going to the world and just looking for a quick fix? And through seasons of life, you know, certain things are applicable.
And listen, it's not... Even the secular non-Christian medical community is beginning to really look at all of this like wellness and saying like, wait a minute, you know, I mean, the reason you're having this and this and this and this and this medical problem is actually because you're having this and this and this and this psychological and spiritual problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? In other words, a real anxious person is going to have a bad belly. It's just a fact.
Right.
And so I remember one time I went to my doctor buddy, Dr. Matt Johnson, by the way. And he said, I told him, I said, dude, man, I've got acid reflux. He just like stuck his finger in my gut and said, you're fat. And I was like, oh man. Yeah, and he goes, I promise you, he goes, what happens is that the acid that's in your belly gets squeezed up. And he goes, if you just lose some weight, your belly would drop down and you'd be fine.
Right.
And I was like, oh, guess what? I lost 20 pounds and that's exactly what happened. Yeah. I didn't need no more. I didn't have no more acid reflux.
Well, let's take a break. Yeah. we will take a break. Come back with Troy Brown and the Freedom Center in the next segment. Thank you.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our third segment. Our show is titled Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Wesley Jackson, Bobby Capps, and Truett Brown. And we're excited about being here. It's the first time we've been here in the last 3 weeks. So today we're introducing you to Truett Brown. Again, welcome, Truett.
Thank you.
And Wesley, again, we want to talk about the Freedom Center, but also tonight at Living Free Ministries at 6 o'clock, our friend, son-in-law, friend, mentor, son, I mean, all of above, Kirby Brown is
Kirby Nixon.
Kirby Nixon is going to be sharing tonight at Living Free. So we're excited. He takes care of my daughter. He takes care of my grandkids. So he's a pretty important person in my life. And Wesley, you've known him a long time.
Yeah, no, I grew up knowing Kirby. Him and my little brother ran around thick as thieves, I guess you'd say, for their whole years of high school and beyond that. And so I've known Kirby for a good while, actually. Was at the Home of Grace, and Kirby showed up after I'd been there about 6 weeks. I think it just so happened that him and my dad were talking about my stay at the Home of Grace, and I was doing well, and Kirby was in a funk, and he was in a spot, and he said, man, I need to do something. I got to do something. And my dad sold him on going to the Home of Grace, and the Lord was working on him then and brought him down there and reoriented his life and redirected his steps. And, you know, out of that, you got a son-in-law.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's the way I met Kirby. Yeah. He come to Corinth to meet me, talk to me about the Home of Grace, get lined up. I drove him down there the next day. Yeah. But in the meantime of that, somehow at my store, he met my daughter.
Yeah.
And stuff. So once they got back or something, I don't know, here we are.
Yeah, that's just how it worked out.
He's locked in now. He's got a 5-month-old girl there with us, and he's crazy about that little girl. But it's really exciting to see what God's doing in his life. Man.
Well, over the past, I'd say, a little over a month and a half now, I've started noticing, and Kirby started reaching out, and we started talking a little more, and I just started getting the sense that God had really started challenging him to step into the next season of life in his faith journey, to really press in and trust the Lord and what the Lord has for him. He called me and said, you know, there's got to be more than this. And I said, well, Lord's got the answer to whatever it is you're looking for. And man, he's got in his Bible, and he's got on these podcasts, and started listening to the Word of God being preached, and he's fired plumb up for the Lord, and it's exciting to see. Yeah. It really is.
So he's going to share tonight. We're all excited about that. He's also going to be at Dennis Church with our friend Nathan Holden Sunday night in their support group, sharing there at 6 o'clock Sunday night. And the following Sunday night, Truett Brown's going to be introduced over there, and Truett's going to be sharing.
Yeah. Yes, I'm looking forward to being with Nathan. Nathan was a youth minister in Boonville when I was there. So.
Yeah, we just don't need you to go over and blow it, Truett. You're representing.
Maybe if I don't blow it in jail when I'm there on Tuesday, I can go back.
Yeah, there. Well, tell them that. I mean, Doors is opening up. You're leading a alcohol drug program there at our state prison now, the AD program, they call it.
We started this Tuesday. It's through Living Free. It's a 12-step program. And we've got a group that I think there was 21 men there that were in the group on Tuesday. And they will be getting a certificate on this next Tuesday, because they're graduating from that part. But then there'll be another group coming in. And it's a biblical-based 12-step program. Between Crosswinds, the Freedom Center, Living Free Ministries, all supporting this. And had the first meeting, and it was great. I just, every time I hear those doors close behind me, I'm thankful that I get to get out. Yeah. I'm going to share this too. I learned a lot being in the Freedom Center, especially from my buddy Jake Pig. Pig was my roommate there, and of course I learned a little bit about, and Dan Austin as well, and just different ones that knew about the system, and it's helped me being in the Living Free meetings. That on Monday night, there's another man by the name of Paul that's part of our ministry there, and the Saturday mornings Bible studies with the men. And you know, Wesley has a Bible study there on Tuesday night at Pickwick, and just hearing those men's heart and the ministry that they have while they were in jail. And then I also had a lady who was really influential in my life, and her name was Dorothy Frady. She was an older version of an Angel Queen, I put it like that. And she just had a heart for ministry, a heart for women in jail, and she died recently and left everything. She didn't have any kids and left everything for halfway houses for women. Mm. And it's amazing. You know, God's all in all that.
So Trent, when you was at the Freedom Center, you was there, a guy that had been in ministry for 25 years. You had another guy there.
Yeah, Dr. Kenneth.
Yeah, Moore. He had been a 30-year pastor.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, maybe we got a pastor listening. Yeah. We got somebody that's struggling with life, whether it's alcohol or just life in general. What could you speak into them people's lives?
One of the things is, as a minister, it's hard to find those men and women, especially, you really want to do it with only men, by the way. So, to be able to share what's going on in your life, your personal life, because, a lot of times we don't want to be transparent, even with those that we are in ministry with. And I've been fortunate, the men and women that I've started with in ministry, that I have been transparent. But then there was a time where I wore a mask after I went through cancer. I wore this mask that everything was all right, and it wasn't. And I think I even texted while Ken was talking on the radio program one day, that I had a fear of man and not a fear of God. And so I was worried, more concerned about what others thought than what even my own, even my wife and my children. And I put that pressure on myself. Nobody else was putting that on me. And because I felt like if they really knew who I was, and they say, well, what are you doing in ministry? But ministers have messes in their life just like anybody else.
Pastors fall and fail all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming, our sin is our sin.
Right.
We're responsible for it. But it is hard for us to go to somebody and say, man, I'm really struggling right now, And you see a lot of them that'll have an affair with somebody or some secretary or something. And, what if there was a safe place for some, friend of theirs to say, hey, man, I think you're spending a little too much time with her, or, and to go and for, us to really, open ourselves up, it's just like if I can tell a little
sure,
part of
yeah.
the story.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
But one of the things that Truett had done was he had, just been in ministry, and he was at a church where the pastor felt free to have a glass of wine after supper. And he thought, oh, yeah, okay, I'm free to do that. And all of a sudden he wasn't, it wiped him out. And the thing is that, like, but while he was struggling, there wasn't nobody to say, hey, man, I shouldn't have started doing that. I'm really in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Until you're in so much trouble that it becomes a deal, right? And, like, what if there was somebody who could have said, man, boy, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm in trouble. And your pastors, they think that you need them to be, the scripture says above reproach,
right?
And so they feel like that because they are to live a life that's above reproach, that kind of means that they can't suffer with mm-hmm. sin, and they can't struggle with unhealthy desires, and they can't, and it's like, wait a minute, they're real people. They're real Christians. The Apostle Paul wrote Romans 7 about struggling with desires, And so I just want to thank you for saying that to pastors. I want to say it too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pastors. I was in a pastor's group for the whole time that I was a pastor in Phoenix. There was 25 of us that met every single Monday morning for 12 years. We went through stuff. We went through porn addiction. We went through affairs. Mm-hmm. We went through alcoholism and drug addiction. We went through the whole thing. We went through it together. And here's what would happen. Even in that group, there'd be a guy that we'd hear about that Monday morning that his church had found out that he had slipped. And we would say, why didn't you ever tell us?
And there's no restoration.
Even in that group, we won't tell each other.
This morning, I just read this morning, what Billy Graham said about Jimmy Swaggart.
Mm-hmm.
It said, if it could happen to the evangelist Jimmy Swaggart, it could mm-hmm. happen to me. This holy man of God won thousands of souls for Christ. He's already wounded. Let us not finish it.
Right.
What about Ted Haggard?
Ted Haggard heal
was...
And,
Ted Haggard was literally the head of the National Association of Evangelicals, like the lead pastor in America. So, you know what I mean? And he fell. You know, it's like if you don't think that we can fall,
we don't need to kick him. It's a time. Right.
I'm just saying that if those guys can fall, you know, of course we can fall.
Yeah.
So let me give you this phrase, and it's Dr. Bill Effler, one of our friends, and I think he's been on the program, and he brought this. It's very simple, and he says we don't operate in our anointing, we operate in our adrenaline, and that's where sometimes either you're operating your anointing or you're operating your adrenaline. I was operating in my adrenaline. I wouldn't operate in the anointing that God had given to me as an ordained minister, just as a minister of the gospel. And you burn out. That adrenaline gives out after a while, you know. And then you hit. You know, Bob. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You burn out, spin out, and everything's out of control.
I think one of the things you're probably speaking to, Truett, is what I see and what I think struggle with. The longer you get further down your faith journey, is because you start to have this sense of self-righteousness, and we start to think that we've got it all put together.
Mm, that's right.
And we start allowing the conviction that God puts on our lives to become condemnation, because we condemn ourselves.
Here's a great stat for you. There are more affairs after 50 years old in the pastorate than before.
Well, that's it. When God
because
convicts.
You're like, hey, I got it all figured out, man. This can't happen to me.
You know, the Lord.
The Lord says, be careful when you think you're standing, lest you fall.
You start to get that conviction, and you don't speak on it because you don't. You know, you've been preaching this one message your whole life of live sinless, and
us to say this though. One of the things that is wonderful about Ken, about Truett, about myself, is that you can have a burnout, you can end up heading down a wrong road, and the Lord redeems it. He restores us, he helps us, he strengthens us, he gives us a place, he teaches us to operate out of our anointing and not out of our adrenaline, and that's why we welcome Truett back into the community.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back and get you the information for all the back-to-school supplies this weekend and wrap it up. We'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72 in Car and Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping? Mattress hot? We can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor approved mattress. I can set you up any way. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment. We put a lot of information in our first show back. We're all excited, you can tell it. Got four guys in a room that can suck the air out of it all. I mean, they wasn't much air left in it. Phil's gasping for air. But listen, right quick, we do have back-to-school supplies this week. School's fixing to start back. For the county schools, our friends at Kasu Methodist Church, they go overboard for this county and their community, so I'm thankful for them. This Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock through 2 o'clock, they are at the Blue Building there at Kasu. Free school supplies, free clothing, hot dogs, chips, desserts, drinks. Got inflatables from Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet. Free train rides. Got children's books. They're trying to have haircuts from 8 to 2 this Saturday at the Blue Building. All right? If you can't get there, if you live on the other side of town, just can't get there, the Alcorn County Baptist Association has back-to-school supplies this Saturday. You do have to register for it. You have to call 662-415-6340. That is 662-415-6340 to get signed up for back-to-school blessings there through the Alcorn County Baptist Association. Pre-register for that one. Kasu, you just show up. You can stay all day. Big Mama said just come and party all day from 8 to 2. They'll have events going on, and you can be part of it. All right? Tonight at Living Free, Wesley, our friend Kirby is sharing. Kirby's my son-in-law, lifelong friend of Wesley. So, hey, we're all excited. Start at 6 o'clock tonight. Our friends from Kasu Methodist Church is going to furnish the meal. They do it every month, the third Thursday of the month. So we're thankful for them. But come out tonight at Living Free and hear Kirby. It may be the first time he shared in public.
I think so. Outside of his graduation there at the Home of Grace, this will be his first time, I believe, sharing kind of what the Lord has done in his life. So excited about that. 6 o'clock tonight, hey,
Rocky
behind Hill Magnolia Funeral.
Rock Hill kick off with a little music and stuff, and then we'll get started. Just come, be a good time to come see what Living Free is about. And things, so we're all excited about that. Tritt, welcome to the community.
Thank you.
If you need help, reach out to us. Tritt, give them your phone number.
337-401-2121, and it's Truett Brown, TRUETTBROWN, at MSN.com.
Is that the right phone number? You didn't give us a bogus number, did you? All right, listen.
1-800. Hope y'all can get him to answer.
Yeah. We always close out with some verses out of Jude. We're thankful for that. It's just powerful verses. And Wesley, why don't you carry us out of here?
Yeah. Glad to be back with you guys. Hope everybody has a blessed rest of their week, and we look forward to being back next week. This is Jude 1, verse 24 on. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.